Shalom, today's daf yomi is Zivachim daf Tzadi Zayin, Zivachim 97, and on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph 97a, our mission is discussing what happens when a rakik, which is one of the wafers that is brought in the temple as part of the Thanksgiving offering, if one of them was pasul, was disqualified, and it touched a wafer that was kasher. So what happens as a result of that? So says our Mishnah, rakik shenaga birakik, if you have a disqualified wafer that touches a wafer that is kosher, v'chaticha b'chaticha, or if you have a disqualified piece that touches a disqualified piece, then we say that under those circumstances, lokol harakik v'lokol achaticha asur, and the entire wafer is not prohibited. Einu asur ela b'makom shebala. The only part of it that's prohibited is the part where the flavor of the rakik was imparted into the other flavor, and that is the part that's going to be prohibited, but not the entire one. And we say, generally speaking, when we are going to say that is about a finger breadth's depth that is going to be prohibited. So our Gemara discusses what is the source for this law, that the entire thing is not prohibited, just a portion of it. So that says the Gemara, there's a brisa that states that with respect to the Korban Chatos, with respect to the sin offering, the verse states, Ko asher yigav bibsara yikdash, that any part that touches the sin offering, that it will be holy. Meaning to say, any meat that touches the sin offering will absorb automatically the holiness of that sin offering. So, yachol afiru shelo bala, I might have thought that even if it just touched, but the flavor was not absorbed, that it would also retain that holiness, says the verse, Tamal Omer Biv Sarah, in its flesh, which teaches us, Ad Sheyibala Biv Sarah, until the flavor is absorbed into the flavor of the meat, that it's not enough just to touch, the flavor has to be absorbed. Yochol Naga B'miktas Chaticha Yekul Pasal. So I might think that if just the flavor is absorbed in one portion of the piece of meat, that the flavor then emanates to the entire meat and all of it will be prohibited. That's not the case, says our Gemara Talmud Lomar. The verse states, Kol Asher Yiga Biv Sarah Yikdash, meaning to say whatever touches it is going to become holy. Hanogeya pasul, only the part that touches it is disqualified. Only the part of the meat that touches it will retain the holiness of the rest of the chatas. Sometimes it will be disqualified, and sometimes it will make more holiness, depending upon that piece of meat. So how does this work? Ha-ketzad, chotech es makom shebala, that we need to cut out the part of the piece that touched it, and the rest of the piece of meat can be eaten according to its original taste, meaning only the part that touched the chatas was going to attain the law of the chatos. That is what the Mishnah says, and the source for this is from the fact that it says kol asher yigav bivsara, whatever touches in its meat, v'lo begidin v'lo batzamos, not with the sinews, not if it touches the bones, v'lo bekarnayim v'lo betulafim, and not the horns or the nails, as it states yikdash liyot kamohu, that if it touches it shall be holy to be like it. Haketzad, what does that mean? Imsuahi, if the chatos was something that was disqualified, like it was pasul, for example, if it was pigul or nosar, then tipasel, then the piece that it touches, where it's absorbed, that part of it will become prohibited like it. Vim ksheirahi, and if the chatas was not pasul, it was kosher, then teachal kachamor sheba, then it should be eaten according to the holiness of that piece of meat, meaning to say you only have one day and one night to eat it. Even if the piece of meat that it touched was a shlamim. So if the shlamim touches the chatas, the shlamim will get the holiness of the chatas. So the Gemara says, so then what's going to happen is, if a shlamim touches a chatas, the shlamim meat will have to be burnt earlier because you have less time to eat it. And you're going to have to burn it after one night. Unlike the generally speaking, you have 2 days and one night to eat the shlamim. So the Gemara asks the question, why don't we say a principle? We have a principle throughout Shas that asay dochalosa, say that a positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment. And if that's the case, there's a positive commandment to eat the shlamim, because it states in Exodus 29 verse 33, v'achu osam. So why don't we say that the positive commandment to eat the shlamim pushes off the negative commandment to burn the part of the meat that touches the sin offering, that you're not allowed to eat it? Amai v'nesi asei v'lidchei haslos asei. Why don't we say the positive commandment pushes off the negative commandment? So Rava introduces us to an important principle. He says, Amar Rava, ein asei doches los asei shebemikdash. Yes, indeed. Generally speaking, we say that a positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment, but that there's an exception to that rule. And the exception to that rule is in the temple itself. We do not say that a positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment in the temple. In the temple, it's not capable of doing that. And so that is the fundamental teaching that Rava teaches us. And his source for it is from the fact with respect to the Korban Pesach, it says, Etzem lo tishberu bo, that you shall not break a bone of the meat. And Rabbi Shimon taught that even if the bone has meat in it, and you might think that you're allowed to break the bone in order to eat the marrow of the bone, which is kind of meat. So we might say that the positive commandment should push off the negative commandment. We don't say that. We say, Ein asei docha lo sasei shebemikdash. The positive commandment in the temple does not push off the negative commandment. And the explanation for this that I saw is the Ramban says, what's the reasoning why in general the positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment? Because love of Hashem is more important than fear of Hashem. And so therefore, a positive commandment is teaching us to come to love Hashem. And the negative commandment is that we have to fear Hashem. And so generally speaking, we say the positive commandment pushes off the negative commandment because to attain a level of love is so hard and rare. And so therefore, it's almost able to push off the negative commandment. But in the temple, there was such great love for God already because the holiness of the temple was so outstanding and there were so many miracles happening all the time. So it's not as hard to attain this great love for God. So therefore, in the temple itself, we don't say this principle of a positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment.